Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Actually, this is a test. I've been having technical difficulties on Sunday of last week and Monday of this week, Sunday of this week, Monday of this week, and it seems like everything is working. When I began the show, I kept hearing feedback. I heard the song, our Reality Spirituality theme song. I heard it doubled over itself. And then every time I spoke, I would hear my own voice, not that that's a bad thing, reverberating in my ears. So after a few seconds, and I'm just testing. And actually, I would like to say that tomorrow, Wednesday, May the 23rd at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Time, I am going to be interviewed for the first time. I'm going to be interviewed by the creator and founder of Time to Play, which is a website, www.timetoplay.com, and her name is Doreen Guma. She was in the corporate world doing a lot of things, but she just had this feeling that there was something more. And this is what Reality Spirituality, the show that I have on three times a week on Blog Talk Radio, this is what the show is about, having more. But I mean having more internally. What if I told you that your life could be joyful, happy, easy all of the time? Would you believe it? Do you believe that that could really happen? No matter what your circumstances? Most people say no, because sometimes the events trigger how we are going to behave. They trigger our emotions. But I'm here to tell you that, and I am a living example, that our emotions are a choice. And when I say that they're a choice, I really mean that. And I consciously choose to feel good all the time, no matter what is happening, because this is the key. Is it possible to feel good all the time? Is it even possible? Well, reality spirituality is a term that I created and that I describe everyday life experiences and the link to spirituality. And when I say spirituality, I mean spiritual growth and the link to spiritual growth. That's what I really want to say, the link to spiritual growth. Whatever you're doing, listening to the radio, watching television, shopping, conversations with friends, riding the bus, social gatherings, there is spirituality. There is a chance. There's an opportunity to grow spiritually and personally. I am really into growing, and I am really into being different than I was. And let me say what I mean by that, being different. I was described, and I'm going to say self-described, as it's either my way or the highway. If you didn't do what I asked you to do, what I told you to do, oh, you would have a problem. I was argumentative. I was opinionated. I was judgmental. All of these things. Oh, I had an opinion about everything. And I was always right. And if you had a different opinion than me, you had a problem. In fact, you were on a list. Now, let's go back to other things. What about a relationship, being in a relationship and you did something to me? Believe me, I would pay you back. So this is where I'm coming from. And I can actually be honest with everyone about it because I'm proud of who I am now. Very proud of who I am now. Reality spirituality is not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected to the universe or living connected to source energy. Some people say God, some people say Buddha, some people say higher power. I like to say the universe. That's just my personal preference. Because the universe just, God does too, but the universe is everything and accompanies, involves everything. And when you live connected, visualize an electric plug and you're plugging into this electricity. You're plugging into this power source. You're plugging in directly to the universe. That's what I mean when I say living connected. You feel powerful. You feel joyful. You feel loving. You feel happy. You feel light. You feel free. You feel peaceful. You feel content. You're grateful. And all of these things that you feel are inside. Your feelings are located inside. Let's say they're in your heart or in your head. It doesn't matter, but they're located inside. And when you are connected, when you have that plugged in to a socket, to a light socket, that's how you feel until you unplug. Now, we choose. Let me say this. Plugging and unplugging from the universe, I was basically taught to unplug. If someone pissed me off, unplug, get angry. But there came a time in my life, let me back up. I wished for two things in my life: to live to my potential and to be happy. And I really believe that I get what I ask for. And when I say I ask for, I'm not just talking words, I'm talking to vibration. See, we are vibrating beings. We are vibrating beings. Everything is made of energy. And energy can be measured. And all energy vibrates at a certain frequency. All energy vibrates at a certain frequency, and that's what I'm calling a vibration. We all vibrate at certain frequencies at any given time of the day. And this can be tested. Your vibration can be tested. But the interesting thing is whatever frequency you're vibrating at any moment, that's exactly what you are attracting to you. That's exactly what you're attracting to you. Like attracts like. Vibrations come. So that's why it's imperative to be conscious of what you're vibrating. Now, I'm trying to capsulize everything that I have in my head in a half hour, and it's very difficult to do, but I want to touch the most important parts. I like to make an analogy of listening to the radio. And so when you listen to the radio, you choose a channel. You choose a country, you choose opera, you choose R&B, you choose classical, you choose talk radio. And so your choice depends on what you want to hear. these emotions, would you agree with me, Doreen, when I say emotions are a choice? And we've been conditioned to behave in a robotic way based on what happens. Last week, I received a parking ticket. I mean, I'm just going to give you countless examples. Now, parking ticket for parking in a handicap. Now, believe me, I did not park in a handicap zone. My wallet was missing. Can you imagine just going through life? Now, I'm not saying you don't do anything. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you go through life and I was a reactionary. Something happened, oh, I would react. You said something to me, oh, I would have a word to say to you. I reacted. Now, I'm not labeling that way good or bad, but what I am saying is I got pretty sick and tired of reacting. I got tired of being angry. I got tired. It broke me down. There's got to be something else. There's got to be another way to live other than this roller coaster of up and down and up and down. And when I ask for it, when I vibrate, I want to know. I want to live like that. I want something better. One of the spiritual teachers she says, "What else is possible?" Asking the universe to bring to you what else is possible. So this specific, my mind is not so specific. My mind is more global, and that's where this time to play comes in, because it's more global. So I ask you, what station are you tuned in to? What's your favorite station? Is your favorite station 101.2 FM complaining? Or 98.7 blaming and pointing the finger? Or 570 AM comparing yourself to others and feeling really bad that you're not as good as they are? Or how about this one, my favorite, 103.6, pissed off. See, we have so much power. It's not what happens outside of you that has all the power. You have the internal power. That's why I'll never forget this movie. It was a Beautiful Life, about this man who and his son were in a concentration camp. And the bottom line is this: that little boy never knew he was in a concentration camp, because his father showed him another way. There are ways to live, and I choose to choose my emotions, to choose my reactions, to choose what I give my attention to choose what I focus on. And that's what I wanted to say to you. And audience, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for participating. Well, of course you didn't participate. And thank you for letting me practice, because like I said, I am going to be interviewed tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, and 9:30 Eastern time on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, and I will talk to you very soon.